In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is two Sundays before the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Today is called the Sunday of the Forefathers. We remember the forefathers of the church amongst all of the people of the earth. A people was chosen by God that he might deal specifically and particularly with a particular group of people. The books that the apostles simply called the scriptures, we today call the Old Testament. In those books, we see the history of the people that God chose, the forefathers of the church were among them, those who responded. But it's the story of all of them and how God dealt with them. He dealt with his chosen people by making their story the story of a people in a crucible. He used the fiery furnace of their own passions to mold them. They thought those passions were the passions of an angry and wrathful and jealous God, but they were their own passions. God used their passions in order to mold them, in order to prepare them. A God that they did not yet know. They acknowledged him as their God. They put themselves into his hands, and he dealt with them spiritually in a way that no people had been dealt with before. The ancient Persians worshipped fire as a god. They feared it, and they took three young Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and cast them into the fire of the furnace, the hot, fiery furnace. But they didn't die there. They walked amongst the flames. There was an angel that was seen among them, a fourth figure in the flames, who made the force and fury of the winds of the fire into a cool breeze, like wind blowing over dew, it said. In an icon of the fiery furnace, the angel is shown with this nimbus, this halo, exactly the same one, and with the sign of the cross. Christ is present with them in the furnace. The furnace is a foreshadowing of the church. It's also a foreshadowing of God being conceived within a human being. As the Son of God was conceived in the womb of a human woman. So that God could be conceived within every human being. So that the place of spiritual struggle would no longer be out in the world, wars among men. And really the passions come from within the human being. The foreshadowing of the church, a place where each person who is a member of the church struggles within themselves to deal with their passions. And when Christ is present, the fury of the heat of those flames becomes a cool breeze. The fire does not consume us. Instead, we are able to be more and more Christ-like out in the world because we deal with our passions within, through Christ, through his presence within ourselves. These are more than poetic metaphors. God chose to use the fiery furnace in the old scriptures to reveal and foreshadow what he was going to do, what he was going to bring into the world by way of entering into the womb like a furnace of a woman, be born into the world, destroy the power of death, to put us at the mercy of fear within ourselves. And having done all of that, he made it possible for us to unite ourselves to him through his humanity, so that he could abide within us. God was recognized by the Persians as a consuming fire. And it is true. For those who hate him, for those who flee from before his face, never get away. God is everywhere and meant to be within us, meant not to be feared, but to be loved, so that he can deal with all of the passions and desires and chaos that reign within us and confuse us and make their fury into a cool breeze that no longer threatens us. That's why last night when we were preparing to celebrate the divine liturgy, we hear about the three young men in the fiery furnace as we remember the forefathers of the church, the ancestors of the church, those who struggled in the world but also within themselves as a foreshadowing of what life would be like once Christ had come into the world and has destroyed the power of death to overcome us within ourselves. That is what it means to be a member of the body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ. If we love God, we never struggle alone within ourselves. Christ is always with us. He has already won the battle, has already overcome everything that could make us fear, everything that could reduce us to being less than what he created us to be. All that has been overcome. We are able to live our own life, and the meaning of all of the things that happen to us, especially the bad things are transformed and made so that they don't burn us with that intensity of fear. Another thing that the furnace is said to foreshadow is explained by St. Basil the Great. He says that it is a revelation of the nature of heaven and hell. He says that God divided the flames in a way that is even greater than his dividing the Red Sea. He says that the Lord, by his command, divided the flames so that on the one side there is the burning experienced by those who hate God. On the other side, the flames are an illumination. Fire illumines, it is bright. We can't see without it, but it burns, it's dangerous. These, St. Basil says, are divided in two, so that in the presence of God, those who love him enjoy the brightness and the glory and the joy of being in his presence. And all of the evil things that can befall us in life are reduced to a cool breeze overdue. But for those who turn away from him, who desire to be separate from him, an impossibility, because God created all things, all of the world, and every one of us, and we are created in his image and likeness. We can't truly be separate from him. But if our desire is for the world and not for him, then to be in his presence is a burning fire, a consuming fire. St. Basil says that the Lord, by his command, divided the nature of fire in two, so that it is experienced differently by those who are in the presence of God, depending on whether they love him or whether they love themselves and the world rather than him and others. All of our spiritual struggles in life take place within the reality that is revealed by the three youths in the furnace. That's why the saints can go through the most terrible experiences and not be burned by the fire of fear or even physical fire, because the earth belongs to the Lord. God has created this world. We are meant to be at one with him. And if we are lovers of God, lovers of Christ, and repent always of any turning away from him, then there isn't anything that hasn't already been overcome by him. It's, you might say, the good news about the cross. There is suffering to live through this life in this world, but that suffering is turned by the presence of Christ, who overcame all suffering and even death itself on the cross. It is transformed into nothing that can destroy us, nothing that can hurt us, nothing that can turn us aside from love of God and others. All of these messages are contained in the story about the three youths in the furnace. My life, your life, it is the furnace. Our life is where we are transformed, where we become one with God, where we either find love in him and are transformed and enabled to love others, or whether we fear the presence of God as a consuming fire because we desire to be separate and alone and have our own authority and our own power and turn against others, including God. That is where the reality of things divides. God has created the world and ourselves in such a way that everything depends on our love of him and our love of others. That is the way that we choose one path or the other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.